Nurses at two hospitals in New York City are back to work today. After the largest strike there in decades, union nurses cut a tentative deal with management this morning. We are talking about 7,000 or so nurses at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan and Montefiore Hospital in the Bronx. For more, we have Gwen Hogan of member station WNYC on the line. Gwen, hello.
Hey there.
What did the nurses demand and what'd they get?
So in this agreement, they've won 19.1% raises over 3 years, lower healthcare costs for members. And then this real sticking point that led to the strike in the first place was staffing levels. At Mount Sinai, hospital management agreed to staffing ratios all across the hospital. And at Montefiore, they agreed to ratios in the emergency room, depending on how severe patients are, and financial penalties if they don't meet the contracted ratios. And one more big win for nurses there is that the hospital agreed to open more emergency units. A long-standing complaint I heard from nurses was having to treat patients in the hospital hallways, which, as you can imagine, would be unsafe and stressful for everyone involved.
And by ratios, do you mean how many patients per nurse on a shift?
That's exactly right. We're talking about a certain number of nurses per patient. You know, nurses that were on the picket line that I talked to described having to take care of sometimes 15 or 20 patients at once with sort of no care for how intensely, you know, the type of acuity or how severe their conditions were.
Okay. Let's take a listen to Pat Kane, executive director of the New York State Nurses Association, speaking Monday on the picket line.
When you see nurses on the outside, you best believe there is something very wrong on the inside.
So what in the nurses' view was wrong about how overworked, how underpaid they claimed they were?
Right. I think like it's sort of it comes back to the staffing ratio. That was the main bone of contention in this fight. A lot of the people that I talked to were not out there asking for wage increases. They were really asking to care for fewer patients at once because in their telling, you know, day to day, they were deliberate. They were not able to give the care that they wanted to provide to each one of their patients. And, you know, I talked to patients who experienced this as well. One woman who was caring for her elderly father said that she, you know, had regularly noticed issues with low levels of staffing there. You know, her father wasn't getting the care that she thought he needed, and the nurses always seemed stressed out because they were stretched so thin. So even though that woman had to step in to sort of provide care during the strike, she said ultimately she supported the calls of these nurses for more staff.
Gwen, what happened at these two hospitals during the three-day strike? I read they turned away ambulances and the mayor discouraged people from calling 911 unless they really had to?
No, no. There was definitely an emphasis. If you needed emergency care, you would get it, whether it was at a city hospital. They were diverting ambulances to different hospitals to try to sort of relieve the load at ones where strikes were going on. There's lots of hospitals that were still functioning as normal. But the hospital systems in particular had to cancel elective surgeries and procedures and appointments. Patients, like you mentioned, were being diverted to other facilities. And some of my colleagues in the newsroom were reporting how non-union fill-in nurses were getting paid sort of crazy amounts per hour and working marathon shifts. And out-of-practice physician's assistants were stepping in to triage patients, something that the nurses would typically do. So I think it's safe to say that everyone on all sides of this is pretty glad that nurses are back in doing their on-the-job today.
Well, this seems to have been solved, I guess, if the union members all approve of this deal. But does this strike highlight a bigger shortage nationwide? The Labor Department says the country needs to hire something like 275,000 nurses by 2030, and there's evidence nurses in their 30s and 40s are quitting at high rates.
That's right. I mean, certainly it's an issue we've seen all over the country, especially in the fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic, where so many healthcare workers were stretched so thin and experienced really traumatic things on the front lines. And I mean, you know, there was a even larger nurses strike in Minnesota this past fall, 15,000 nurses who also were striking about staffing ratios. But, you know, labor representatives would say it's not about there being a staffing shortage. There are plenty of registered nurses. It's a question question of this immense turnover because conditions are unsustainable. And they're hoping that this agreement in New York City will begin to rectify those issues and create sort of more sustainable workplace for all nurses involved and lead to better patient outcomes in the long run.
Yeah, in 10 seconds, are you hearing that we could see more strikes in other parts of the country?
You know, I'm really on the ground in New York City. I'm not sure, but you know, there are contracts in other parts of the hospitals that are up, and that's something that we could see play out here again.
Okay, that is WNYC's Gwen Hogan. Gwen, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Scott.